Hey everyone. So picture this. You're a radiotherapist, and you've got a patient with lung cancer sitting in front of you. The treatment plan hinges on one critical step, precisely mapping out the organs you absolutely need to protect while you're blasting the tumor. We're talking heart, lungs, esophagus, spinal cord. Get it wrong, even slightly, and your patient could suffer serious long-term complications. It's painstaking work. It takes time, and it depends heavily on who's holding the pen. Now, what if I told you that artificial intelligence has just gotten dramatically better at doing exactly this? That's the premise behind a new study published in Nature Communications just last month. And the results are pretty compelling. So let's dig into what researchers found when they put a deep learning model to the test in real clinical centers. Okay, first, some context. This is a prospective multi-center trial, which means it wasn't just tested in one lab or one hospital. It was tested across multiple centers in real clinical workflows. The model they developed is called iCurve-E. And its job is to help physicians automatically delineate organs at risk during thoracic and breast cancer radiotherapy. Think of it as a smart assistant that learns from thousands of examples and tries to predict exactly where those sensitive structures are. The comparison they made was straightforward but important. A. Eye-assisted delineation versus traditional manual delineation. And here's where things get interesting. On the accuracy side, they measured something called the dissimilarity coefficient, essentially a score that tells you how well the AI segmentation matches a gold standard. The AI achieved a mean DICE score of 0, 902. Manual delineation, 0, 857. That's statistically significantly better, and it's not trivial. We're talking about real, meaningful improvement in anatomical accuracy. They also looked at something called the Hausdorff distance at the 95th percentile, or HD95 if you want to sound like a radiotherapy physicist at a conference. This measures the maximum distance between the predicted contour and the actual reference contour. The AI managed 5, 20 millimeters on average. Manual delineation was 8.01 millimeters. Again, significantly better. We're talking about getting closer to the actual anatomy with artificial intelligence than humans do, on average. But here's where it gets really practical. Time efficiency. This is something that radiotherapy departments actually care about because, frankly, contouring is bottleneck work. The AI reduced median contouring time from 55 minutes down to 10 minutes. Let me say that again, from 55 minutes to 10 minutes. That's an 81.63% improvement. Imagine if you had 20 patients a week needing this delineation. You just freed up 15 hours of physician time. That's not negligible in a busy clinical department. And then there's something subtle but really important. Variability. One of the perennial challenges in radiotherapy is that the same anatomical structure gets contoured slightly differently depending on who's doing the contouring. You might have a junior resident drawing the heart border a bit more conservatively than an experienced attending. You might have centers that use slightly different protocols. That's called inter-observer variability, and it's a real clinical problem. The AI reduced this variability across centers and physicians with different expertise levels. In other words, the AI was more consistent. A junior resident using AI guidance produced contours nearly as good as an experienced senior physician. That's huge for standardization. Now, let's talk about what this actually means. On one level, we're looking at a technology that's simply better than the current standard. Better accuracy. Better speed, more consistent results. That alone would be noteworthy. But I think there's something deeper happening here. Radiotherapy is one of those fields where expertise matters enormously. The quality of your treatment planning depends on having experienced people doing the contouring. And there's a global shortage of radiation oncologists and medical physicists. Many countries, particularly lower resource settings, don't have enough expertise to go around. What this study suggests is that an AI tool could help level that playing field. A physician with 5 years of experience could produce segmentations nearly as good as one with 20 years. That's democratizing expertise in a real way. There's also the psychological side. Physicians sometimes resist these tools because they feel like they're being replaced or second-guessed. But the study framed this as AI-assisted delineation, not AI-automated delineation. The human is still in the loop. The physician is still making decisions. The AI is doing the grunt work, and the human is validating and refining. That's a partnership model. And it seems to work better than either pure automation or pure manual work. The clinical implications are significant too. Better segmentation accuracy means better dose conformality. You're protecting those organs at risk more effectively. That translates to fewer late toxicities down the line. A patient treated 5 years ago might not notice the difference, but a patient treated with AI-assisted planning might live with significantly better lung function or cardiac function 10 years from now. That's the real payoff. So here's what strikes me about this paper. It's not a proof of concept. It's not researchers in a lab showing something works in theory. This was tested prospectively across multiple centers in actual clinical practice. That's the gold standard for showing that something is ready for real-world deployment. The authors argue, and I think convincingly, that this technology has potential to standardize clinical practice and promote healthcare equity by providing consistent, high-quality segmentation regardless of physician expertise. That said, like any new technology, there are implementation questions that still need answering. How do you integrate this into existing workflows without adding friction? How do you train physicians to use it effectively? What happens when the AI makes a mistake? But those are the kinds of problems that tend to get solved once you've demonstrated that the core technology works. And this study really does demonstrate that. The bottom line? We're at an inflection point where deep learning tools aren't just interesting research projects. They're becoming genuinely useful clinical tools. AI-assisted organ delineation looks like it's ready to move from the research literature into practice. And if it does, it could improve outcomes for thousands of cancer patients while also making radiotherapists' lives considerably easier. That's a win on multiple levels. Thanks for listening. If you want to check out the full paper, look for a prospective multi-center trial of deep learning auto-segmentation for organs at risk in thoracic radiotherapy in Nature Communications from March 2026.